The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. There was a kid in my neighborhood when I was growing up. He got paralyzed like that. He dove into shallow water, broke his neck.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just dive into 5 feet of water.
Were pools segregated then when you were coming
Shut
up?
Shut up. Get your weekly dose of R&R. What up? This is your boy, Dope Boy.
Hello, friends. I'm Kevin Fredericks.
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Right, Righteous and
Ratchet.
And we are back. Oprah, man. He was on vacation. He had a coconut bra. And he is back and he hurt his hand. His wrist is broke. Hey, how y'all doing today?
I want to tell y'all before we start, I'm old.
Wow.
That's like a compression joint.
I told you, stop trying to
chuck. I socked Doughboy out
no.
off camera and told him I had enough of his antics.
What happened for real? But before you tell us the story, I want to give out a special shout to the Patreon, the Right Pack. Those of them that are watching today is Tuesday, and they are watching us live right now. Mm-hmm. And you too can be a part of the Righteous and Ratchet experience. Just visit righteousandratchet.com. You can join for as low as $5
a month. $5, Buster.
And you get a free bonus episode that the rest of the world don't get every single week. And a bunch of other cool, free, exclusive stuff.
Mm-hmm. So Doughboy posts nudes in there. People drop off like flies.
Shut up. So what happened to your wrist? You choked the pizza pocket again? Get into my mouth.
I'll have enough. The cold middle. This is the last time. You be warm all the way through.
What happened? So you went on vacation and came back with this?
Ow.
Hey.
Wasn't even before I went on vacation, I was going to lift weights with my good friend Greg, mm-hmm. brother-in-law as well, but he's also my friend. Mm-hmm. And we were going to do some sort of muscle thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to do that much. And I went to lift, and my wrist was like, ah! And I realized I had pain in my wrist. So I said, oh, Greg, we won't be working out for the rest of this. Rest of this week is off. Then I was like, okay, if I go on the cruise and it still hurts, I'll go see the doctor. Mm-hmm. So on the first day of the cruise, it had been feeling better because I hadn't done no working out, no lifting in like 3 or 4 days. I go on the cruise and get a massage and totally forgot to tell her.
Don't that, touch your wrist.
Man, she was, might as well have been like.
Why, but who like, rubs your wrist during a massage? That's weird.
We paid for the extended package. Mm, we was in there for a minute and she was like grabbing it hard and it was popping. And
why didn't you swelling. Tell her to stop?
Because Kevin. I don't want to be weak like, my wrist.
Now you have a whole wrist
now
brace.
I got carpal tunnel syndrome.
That's just.
This is the oldest thing ever. My grandma
just
had
look
this.
Old, yes.
You know, you really can't. I can't really yell at my kids like, "Hey, y'all, shut up and close that door, huh?" Like, oh, this.
I used
old.
To always think they used to. I used to always think it was pronounced carpool tunnel. I thought that you got it from driving in the carpool.
I'm sure you thought that.
No, shut up, my thing. It was one of.
But
my
anyway, things. 2 weeks of this.
So you got to wear that for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Do you have to? Can you take it off for the shower?
Nope.
Really?
No. See, I no, just banged it
out
there.
I feel like your
I'm
wrist.
I'm an old man, okay?
I feel like your wrist had been tripping because remember you heard it, then people were shaking your hand, and every time they're shaking, you'd be like, I'd be like, tell people to stop shaking your hand, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
See? You just never let stuff
heal. That was my right hand. That was
so both your wrists is just gimpy.
When I smacked the kid in the face by mistake.
That's when he hit JoJo's friend at his birthday party.
What's going on with your wrist, man? You can weaken the wrist in your old
age. I would say the worst part about being old, I didn't even like fall and hurt my wrist.
That'd be the messed up part.
Like when you get past 30, bro, your body just be picking new things to hurt that day.
Man.
Like, yeah, man, your wrist is out for 3 weeks. You don't know it yet, but when you wake up, you'll find out.
I don't know if this is the age thing, but you know I'm on my weight loss journey. My body is fighting against me, apparently.
Oh.
Apparently failure is an option. So you know I got this weight loss. I got to weigh in tomorrow. I'm supposed to be 272. My trainer told me don't weigh yourself only twice a month. But I, of course, be not listening to that advice. I get on it every day, several times a day.
Doughboy took his scale on the road with him.
Absolutely.
And then you packed the scale.
And absolutely.
And you put that through the metal detector.
I did.
You put in your carry-on.
I did. It was a whole thing. But this is the messed up part. So I weigh in. I'm supposed to be to 272. This is the messed up part. I was 276 2 weeks ago. So I was like, 272 would be nothing. This would be a breeze. I got on the scale the other day. Friday was 280. I was like, what? So then I do what I normally do. I panic and I starve myself. So I said, I won't eat today. And I'll sit in the sauna for an hour. Came the next day. I didn't sit for an hour, but it was like 20, 30 minutes. It was ridiculous. Okay. So I'm like, at least 6 or 7 pounds. Went back the next day, 285. I was like, okay. Okay, scale. So apparently there's different things that can make you hold on to water, like salt. If you eat food that's high in salt, it can make you hold on to
water. Do you have a high sodium diet?
I let Kiara season the shrimp the other day. It was a lot. She was putting a little bit of everything.
One meal ain't going to do it.
I want to blame her. I want to blame somebody else for this. Forget the cake that I ate for breakfast that day. But nah, so apparently I got to weigh in tomorrow, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I keep putting up workout videos with my shirt off. I don't know why.
Why, though? I want to be inspired.
I want to fight through it. Because I'm thinking in my mind, one day I'll have abs, and then I can go back to this footage and be like, I'm inspired. But all I keep seeing is me.
You already did
all
it.
I just keep seeing is me just being fat, working out with no shirt on and sweating.
You're inspiring people because I saw those videos and I was like, I'm not gonna be the fat friend. You did that. Tahir had on a large.
Tahir's getting slim out here.
Yeah, he had a large jacket on for the first time in forever, and I was like, oh, so y'all teaming up against me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then I broke my wrist, and I was like, the Lord wants me to be who I am.
We don't love you at your worst. Well, let's get into this,
hold
man.
On, I just want to say one more thing. Okay. Before we get into this, this is really the first thing.
Okay.
I was in my mind, like, I'm about to start back. Ooh. Ooh, I'm going to be eating so right. I got on that cruise ship. I was like, nope.
The first day?
Oh,
let's talk
God.
About your vacation. How bad was it? Because you put, I don't know if y'all follow Kev on Instagram. He put up a picture. This is how I knew he had fallen completely off the rails.
I was offended.
He had no shirt on, was in a bed, had like a half a dozen eaten chocolate-covered strawberries, but then what other people didn't notice, there was a tray of sandwiches that he... I'm like, who is eating sandwiches
and chocolate strawberries? Not just a tray of sandwiches. The crusts were cut.
Bruh, you out here being bougie with your greed?
Let me tell you the truth about the sandwich picture. There was triple the amount of sandwiches. That was the residual sandwiches that I just couldn't get to.
You couldn't reach to them?
Man, we got upgraded.
Okay.
Right? Because apparently this cruise was like super light, so they upgraded us into this special cabin area called The Haven.
That just sounds like it's a lot of food.
Bruh, special key card to get in. Butler.
That sounds...
Butler?
Butler.
They'll get you whatever you want? Like,
Butler.
Is it all included?
All inclusive.
Oh, this is some different level.
So tell me about some of the stuff you ate.
So this is the thing. She was bringing those sandwiches and cookies and candies, treat every day. They're like, Mr. Kevin, it's snack
time. We know
time.
You want something.
Oh, man. I turned the do not disturb off, and they called. Like, hey, before you lay down, do you want some sandwiches? What? Do I look like I don't want sandwiches?
Was
get
I
them
raised?
In here now. And chocolate-covered strawberries.
That
was just dough.
Give me a list of the stuff that you were eating out there, man.
So,
run it down to me.
Cheeseburgers. Here's
can't
the best
go wrong. First off, you can never go wrong with the
cheeseburger. Perfect breakfast time is 10:30 to 11. They're switching over breakfast and lunch. So it's not really a brunch like supposed to be,
right.
But they'll have eggs and cheeseburgers. I was like, this is right
you
up my
cheeseburgers for breakfast again?
Oh, yeah.
You specifically said this would be the one thing you wouldn't do.
But I looked around, I didn't see you or Josh, and I was just like, cheeseburgers, first thing in the mouth?
Oh.
It's a way to, and then having bacon on the side, like with eggs, I'm like, I'll put the bacon on my burger. Bacon cheeseburger. You didn't say I couldn't do it.
This is protein.
So that, in the Haven, they had a special restaurant just for the Haven guests.
What was in this restaurant, Kevin?
Man, we had huevos rancheros for breakfast, caramelized banana pancakes. I don't even like bananas. And I was eating that. I was like,
banana pancakes?
I didn't even wear my wife beater the whole trip. I felt like that's probably what women feel like with their bra off. I was just like, I'm loose. When I was walking to the shower, I was like, don't look at me. I look like Queen Latifah and Bessie. So I was ordering room service.
What?
Man, I ordered room service in the middle of the night. What'd room service, 24 hours, a cheeseburger. It was a lot of cheeseburgers.
You eat cheeseburgers no matter what the time of day is, midnight, 6 a.m.
Cheeseburgers like
evening
water.
Evening burgers, afternoon burgers.
Wings, cookies. Man, we went to Mexico, got off, ate real Mexican food, came back, ordered
the
cruise
Mexican
food.
That's the thing about them cruises. It's almost like when you go to the casino, like they don't have no clocks or windows, so you don't know. I think when you're on a cruise, all you see is just food, but you don't ever really see the gym.
I saw the gym and I was looking down on them like, you don't look at me.
Did you work out at all?
What? Work out. I walked right past the gym to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville at sea. I want nachos. Sir, it's 8 a.m. I said nachos.
Put some cheese in my belly button. I want to dip a chip in there. So you're just living your best life.
Man. And then the best part is me and Melissa have been on so many vacations together. Mm-hmm. We've had all the same experiences. And since we've been going so hard travel-wise this year, we didn't want to do too many crazy excursions because we did all that stuff like dolphin riding.
You
got
to be careful in Mexico too, man. So you don't want nobody to steal your kidney and wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
You got
to
stop living in fear.
The people really do get robbed for their kidneys.
Your kidney too big to take out. They're going to be like, fam, what are we going to do with
this?
We
need a wheelbarrow.
None of these organs are going to be good for anything. Can't sell these on Yelp.
We need a
U-Haul. You don't be scared? You
don't
ever watch that show, Locked Up Abroad?
Yeah.
I'd be afraid to get off the ship.
So man, you got to live your life, bro. You could fall down the stairs and break your head open and die, and then you could have been in Mexico.
Nah, man.
Yes.
So what did you guys do for some of the excursions?
We didn't do none. We did no official stuff.
We were just eating.
The first two or three nights, we fell asleep before 9 o'clock.
Wait, you're not going to just scooch past that. How old are you?
Man,
so you're on a cruise going to bed at 9 p.m.?
Man, me and Melissa was like, we're going to go to karaoke at 10 tonight. We're like, let me tell you how old we are. We taking a nap at 7:30. Like, we'll set the alarm for 9:30. That way we wake up refreshed. Man, that alarm went off. Cuz, who is this? Off. We went to sleep at 7:30 the first night.
What? You were on vacation. Who pays money just to go sleep?
You know what, man? Sometimes the best part of vacation is not doing anything.
I've learned sometimes you do too much on your vacation.
It can give you vacation anxiety.
Vacation fatigue.
Yes.
Remember, we were in Mexico with we weren't doing anything. Cheeseburgers at 8 a.m. started at that trip.
I'm not going to lie, but we went to Hawaii and then we went on that one trip where I had my Grand Hills on. We walked up that thing. I was just
that was terrible.
I wanted to just sit down.
You should go on a vacation and do nothing. But I realized about myself, it is hard to relax. Work for me is.
You were posting a lot. I was like, stop posting.
All I promised, yeah. Melissa called me a hypocrite, by the way. And then somebody on the internet said,
hypocrite.
That really just popped in your head?
It did.
That quickly? I just barely said hypocrite.
That was fun.
I don't want to finish my story.
Bill was like, chips. Hypocrite.
She was like, I was, because I finished Top Boy in it. And
how was it? Both
so
of them, because there's
good.
Two Top Boys.
Nah, I just watched the most recent one.
The one with like four episodes, and then
so it has Duchesne in it.
Okay,
but it's not a variation of the show. I feel like it's like a prequel for the one that just came out.
Yeah,
okay. But they don't really correlate to the fact where you need to see that one in order to understand the new one.
So you watched them?
Watched Top Boy, finished that right before the vacation. Yeah, so I made a Top Boy video. And she was like, you being a hypocrite because you be getting on Doughboy and Josh about stuff they say they're going to do and they don't do. And here you go. You said you're going to make no videos. And I was just like, you're right.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to make it. So then for the next 3 hours, I was just like, man, I really wish I could.
You got to just let yourself.
So, but at the time, she was like, just make your little video. Just know that, you know.
You trash.
You know you trash. Right. Like, just be honest. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to make it.
And you made a monologue.
Man, I had
it
to.
It was good, though.
I could not.
You gotta give yourself,
I couldn't even relax. And sometimes, this is vacation related or not. Sometimes when I have an idea in my head about anything, even when we were trying to figure out how to get the spades thing working, Josh can tell you, I will be texting him pictures at 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm. If I get an idea, I would have to like draw it out on the picture. I was like sending the camera thing. When I finally figured out how to shoot the spades thing, mm-hmm. it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. So when I had the Top Boy video in my head, it doesn't matter whether it's a good video or not. It's just the like idea's there. The lines were just running in my head. And I'm like,
you got to give yourself a chance to, this is what I like to call as dumping. Just dump all the stuff out of your head and just go blank.
I was on the boat for 7 days.
You tried.
I tried. Okay, bro, I didn't scroll the internet for videos. If you notice my whole timeline, it was mostly stuff that I put on my story.
It's a lot of
that
stomach.
I just reposted on my main page. Most of the stuff, the camera wasn't even facing me. Like one video was just the people getting stuck in this water ride. How'd that happen?
That's always my biggest fear as a man of girth.
Bro, half of the half, stuck in a water slide. And I'm fearless, but not fearless.
So she went through the tube and then it was just like, nah, fam, get out.
Bro, half of that tube is on the outside of the cruise ship.
Oh, it hangs off the boat.
Yeah, so what happens when you get stuck, they have hatches all over. You could get stuck in a variety of places.
Why would you want to do that? People was jumping off cliffs into the water. What's wrong with
these? Those are professionals. Those are professionals.
Nah.
They were like, for real. They're like generational.
I thought it was going to be like cliff jumper. If you make it or not, I don't understand.
Yes, that is it. They do it for a living. They get paid to do it. They've been doing it their whole life. If you get paid to do it, you're a professional.
That's fair.
But you can have an off day and end up with that face off.
You could. And apparently in the ground, so when he jumps off that thing, there's only 5 feet of water.
Hold on.
So not only are they jumping through those rocks, there's only, so he hit his head on the ground?
Why would you do that?
Bro, because he came up bloody. Nah, he was just like, I just nicked
it. They jumped into 5 feet of water. How do you not die?
They have been doing it since they were kids. So apparently when they
go down. So when you go down, you just.
They know how to dive to not hurt themselves. They start when they're young, way down, and as they grow older, they go all the way to the top.
There was a kid in my neighborhood when I was growing up. He got paralyzed like that. He dove into shallow water, broke his neck.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just dive into 5 feet of water?
Were pools segregated then when you were coming up?
Shut up.
You know they'd be throwing bleach in there with you and
that? Shut up, man. So you had a good time, though. Overall, it was fun. It was good.
It was about a day or two too long.
That has happened to me before. You'd be on vacation sometimes and be like, all right, I'm over it.
Yeah. And that happened to me and Melissa, and this sounds elitist, and I don't mean it to be. Mm. But that 6 day, we were just like, okay.
No,
cruise food is it's great. But after a while it's like, okay.
But you put me up on game, so there's different levels of as far as like cuz I've done nothing but carnival.
You haven't even been
you're
on a cruise.
You're saying that carnival is not necessarily
carnival is like circus of Las Vegas hotels. You've been to circus?
No.
Oh, you only been to carnival one time. I mean, you only been to Vegas one time.
But did you guys get like some pictures and stuff from when you guys were out there? Did you get some stuff to save the memories?
We did get some pictures. I was going to do my own segue.
Okay.
I know how.
I was like, you're not doing
it. I forgot it was my turn first.
Okay.
But you try to line that up. We got some pictures on our vacation,
did
though,
you
know?
Now?
But there's some video in my life that I just missed. When I was a young lad, mm-hmm. I was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. I had a game against Yelm, 26-10.
This is when you were on JV for 4 years.
Yeah, this is when I made it to varsity, actually, my first season. I hit a three. I blocked somebody, shot out of bounds, but it's only in my memories. Mm. I hit my old coach on Facebook. Guess what?
What?
He has the tape.
No.
Sent me the tape. Wow. But can I do anything with the tape? No, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't have a VCR player. Mm-mm. But thanks to Legacy Box, that tape has just been sent in to be made. Mm. All my high school highlights from before iPhone cameras and my best basketball game of my JV career /1 year of varsity where I got to start 3 games is coming back to life through Legacy Box.
You still had a hairline at this time.
Still had a hairline. Ooh. Still was thin. I had an Adam's apple. Hope
you had
dreams.
A neck?
I was under 200 for the last time.
Oh, the days.
I'm not getting under 200 no much. Mm-hmm. But with Legacy Box, that video is coming back to me digitized so I can show my kids how amazing I was. Legacy Box is the world's largest and most trusted digitizer of home movies and videos and photos. With over a decade of experience, Legacy Box has been trusted by over 450,000 families to digitally preserve family memories. When we were growing up, we didn't have the luxury of having all our home movies in digital format. Nah. You grew up during the silent film era.
I did.
So a lot of time, home movies went unseen for long periods of time. Legacy Box has really been able to bring those memories back to life. And mine is on the way back.
It was so important for me to be able to keep those memories that I'm so thankful that I sent them into Legacy Box. Send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest. Legacy Box will professionally digitize your moments into a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. Legacy Box will also send you easy-to-follow instructions. You'll get all your original recorded moments back, along with perfectly preserved digital copies. There has never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time only, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/RRRR to get 40% off of your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/RRRR and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
Man, that was late, man. That was a nice little read, man. Okay.
We all back. Right. Now jump all into the docket.
Let's get on into the docket now that you're back. Now, speaking of female celebrities that were being apparently treated unfairly at black Oscar parties. Amanda Seales.
Time out. I want to say something. Reminding me of speaking up. While I was on vacation, Zay Zay goes, "Hey, father." I go, "Hey, son. How's your day, dad?" "Oh, it's great. How are you enjoying your vacation?" "I'm having a great time. How are you?" "Great. How's Uncle Greg?" "Oh, he's a lot of fun." 10 minutes go by. Speaking of WWE 2K20, I was wondering, man, could I pre-order it? I was like,
nobody was speaking.
Well played, JJ.
Well, shout out to Zay. Because he knew it probably would have made you laugh.
He made me laugh. I'm a sucker anyway. Hey, I'm the sucker parent.
You can
anyway
get somebody laughing.
But if you want to make me laugh? Yeah. The game is yours. But yeah, speaking
so
of...
So Amanda Seales, now apparently she got drug on Twitter because of the situation. She basically got denied entry into an Issa Rae party. And she
No, not an Issa Rae party. It was a Black Emmy Hollywood party. Issa Rae was in attendance.
Oh, it wasn't Issa's party?
No, it was thrown by Issa's publicist.
Oh, so I had it wrong.
Get your facts straight.
I put together this whole pretty docket with bad information, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she showed up to a party that was thrown by Issa Rae's publicist, who, for all intents and purposes, wasn't really rocking with her.
She publicized that she does not like Amanda Seales.
So basically...
public service announcement. I don't like her. Do not come into my party event.
So she shows up, and she's like doing the whole thing. So basically, they wouldn't let her in. And she caused the whole stink about it and was like really like kind of going and talking to security like, "Yo, why can't I get in?" And the lady was like, "I said you can't get in." Yeah. That was me. So
the publicist stepped in and said that?
Like they were like, "Go get her. She'll know.
Here I is." No.
No, you go away from here.
Man. So it was like a whole big thing. And she was kind of like talking like, "Yo, didn't nobody stand up for me? I'm on this whole show." And I was the whole time I'm watching this presentation of the facts, I'm like, I'm kind of like on the side of Amanda. Like, yo, this is wrong. It's another black woman getting treated wrong. This isn't right. I didn't like it. And then they got to talking about apparently some members from the cast.
Sarunas Jackson.
Yes. Was basically, he got on record and was like, "Yo, well, you know," I'm paraphrasing what he said, "but if you're not a pleasure to be around, just take the hint, leave."
Mm-hmm.
So then that made me be like, well, that's a bold statement from a coworker. And then, you know, you don't hear anybody like kind of coming to her defense from the show. How do you feel about Amanda? So then they were getting at her on Twitter. Twitter will drag you.
Here's the thing,
for
man,
whatever reason.
I have a couple thoughts.
Okay.
One, a lot of people do not like Amanda Seales.
I never knew that. I've met Amanda Seales. She actually used to live across the street from me not too long ago, but I've met her before.
In your area of town no more?
No.
She moved on up?
Yeah, she out of there. Mm. A couple of years ago, I remember she lived across the street from me.
Y'all was at the same level before, and you always hold on to that.
Yeah. Well, I have my day in the sunshine one day.
What? I'll move. You going to be in the Hollywood Hills.
I'm grinding. But I've met her. She's a sweet young lady. She's never been nothing but nice to me. Like, I don't, and like, you know how sometimes you, like, maybe if you think somebody's cool and then everybody else, like, kind of like maybe how you are with me, you'd be like, "I know those cool." Everybody else would be like, "Oh." But like, I've met her before, so if people were saying things, I'd be like, "I don't see anything that she's not cool."
Mm-hmm.
But apparently people.
Man, that's one of my fears about the internet. I feel like people be like, just waiting for something to happen where they can be like, "And I never liked you anyway."
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always feel like that happened because people did not like her. Like, it wasn't like, I was wondering if that happened to, I'm trying to think of a celebrity that
I don't know if anybody can say they have hard feelings about, like, right. Essence Atkins. Right? Nobody really seems to feel a way about Essence Atkins.
I don't know who Essence Atkins is.
Essence Atkins. Oh, dude. Learn your black woman.
I didn't want to
You've
lie.
Seen Essence Atkins. She's been on Marlon's show before. Boom, you know Essence Atkins.
Oh, she's on the Marlon show. Yeah. She's the mom.
She's his ex-wife. Yeah, on the show. Yeah. No, you never heard nothing bad about
never.
Essence Atkins. So if Essence Atkins got kicked out of a party,
you'd be like, why?
You'd be surprised that it happened. Mm-hmm. No one was surprised. But people were like, and that's what you get. It
was that's like, crazy. Dang.
But on the other side, mm-hmm. me, Kevin Fredericks,
right.
there's very few people I don't get along with, mm-hmm. but there's some people here. Mm-hmm. You know a name or two. Mm-hmm. If that person threw a party, say it's for YouTubers, black, who mm-hmm. live in the valley in Southern California, who used to work at ADD.
With wrist support.
If
wear.
He invited a party for that and didn't invite me.
You'd get it.
I would not go and be like, right. but this is like basically, and out of Amanda Seale's own mouth, she was basically like, I mean, but come
I'm
on,
me,
girl.
Baby.
Not only is it me, but it's like, it's us.
Everybody's having a good time. That guy's over there. I want to be like him.
You know how embarrassing it is to get close and hear Bruh, the music, see your friends. Hey,
and everybody turn
what's
up.
What's up? Ah, they ain't going to let me. Hey, go get your girl. There you go. You got her.
Go get Roderick. Man, where Roderick at? Yeah, he'll clear this all up. Roderick always clears things up. Apparently.
And then Roderick comes and like, no, you actually got to leave. And security threw her out. And then the security was like, I'm sorry, man.
That's the most humbling thing. Oh. Not getting into something that think you should be at.
I was talking to Melissa about this. She was like, if you get kicked out, you have to make a scene.
See,
at that point, I got to be
already
like,
invested.
Oh!
You can't body it. Yeah.
This, y'all going to do me like this? Me? Hey, Seals? Y'all going to throw me out after everything? I'm
in training day.
Come on,
see, that's the thing that I kind of felt like, okay, so whoever whoever the young lady is that wouldn't let her into the party, I guess at my point, this is where I will have come to Amanda's defense. Was it really that serious?
Here's the funny part about it.
Let me finish my thought.
But you skipped the great part. Yeah, but go ahead and finish your thought.
Because my thing is just like this. You made a whole big deal out of this. Like, was she going to come and ruin your party? Like, and I guess I would just need to know what your reasoning is for making this whole.
If I don't like you. I don't like you. See, you know I don't like you. Nah, you know I didn't invite you.
So then let me hit you with this, because you and I have talked about this before. A lot of times in Hollywood, you have what's called this gatekeeper mentality, yep. to where there's certain people in certain positions, and if you get on the bad side of certain people that aren't necessarily the on-camera talent or whatever, they can kind of hold these vendettas against you, and then when they get that chance to burn you, they're gonna burn you. Yeah. My biggest thing is like this. This young lady is a star on that show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like unless you felt she was going to go in there and be a detriment and
no,
a liability to your party,
I don't
kind of feel like
you
should have let her in.
I didn't invite you. You know I don't like you. Now, here's the thing that's funny. She saw Issa Rae. You're like, Issa.
Issa. And Issa was like, peace.
And here's the funny part. They are currently shooting Insecure.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
She was like, come on, man, talk to your girl. You know, she wouldn't let me. And Issa was like, that's kind of between y'all.
I don't even want to get in there.
Absolutely. Have you seen Awkward Black Girl? That is literally an episode of Awkward Black Girl. You put Issa in a weird position and thought she was going to be like, I'll get you in. And she was just like,
Gotta get in the middle of things. It's kind of like the thing I don't like to do.
I literally wrote a whole web series about it.
It's kind of weird, man.
I'ma see y'all on set.
This messed up. You try to go in there and have fun, and your homie at the door can't get in. You're like, music buff. You like, you look over there. He's like, I don't know.
So, I'm gonna just dance this way. Everybody was in their life.
But see, this was an interesting thing.
Okay, tell me.
When she was talking, and this was like where it was definitely sensitive to me, because the video that you had sent me over to watch, apparently she turned it into like a race thing, because apparently the lady was white and her name was Kiara. And so I kept hearing the name Kiara. I'm like, I'm slandering my baby. So
First of all,
it was a white lady named Kiara.
Let's start the story here.
There's more questions than answers there.
In the first 48,
it's unorthodox.
A white woman named Kiara? In my life, I've never met one.
Maybe it was Kira, and she's just like, nah, Kiara.
I'm hanging with these guys now. We're going to switch up the pronunciation.
Everybody's having a good time. So do you feel like it was a race thing? Like, because I feel like that's kind of like...
No, the black lady was like, I don't like
she
me,
was like,
no. The black woman.
Me,
I don't like you, the other black woman. You go away to the black night, get in your Uber black... Go get some tonkatsu black ramen and take your black butt to your black house. I don't want you here having fun. If you know
the person doesn't like you and you're like, oh, maybe they just didn't invite me. Like, they forgot to send the invite. That's not the case. If they know they don't like you.
But I ain't going to lie, though. Like, I don't want to say it's an ego thing, but I feel like if you're in Amanda Seals, you're on a very highly successful show and you're the publicist. Like, I would just think, like, all right, you might not like me, but you're going to let me in this party, though.
That's how I can see that sentiment. I can feel Amanda Seals being
right, like, come on, like, it's not even that serious. Like,
stuff like this, bro, come on,
like,
man.
That, and that's just where I feel like I wish the lady just would have gave her a pass.
Nah, man, stand on your principles. If we beefing, we beefing.
I'm here for the principles. Keep that same energy. Listen, it's my party.
If me and you fall out and everybody knows it and you have a party and you don't invite me, I'm not even going to give you the chance to embarrass me like that. I would rather throw a competing party across the street and try to get people to come before I'd ever let you get me thrown out. You don't win when you're the one that can't get you. How you hate from outside the club?
Okay. No, but
you
can't
even get in.
But see, that's the thing, though. Okay, I'm glad that you said that.
Chris Brown supposed to be better than Usher. You didn't even get the reference.
I didn't, because I was thinking of my thought.
You just want to talk.
I did. I was saying
words now.
It doesn't matter.
I said it.
Let me say a thing. I want to say it. So that's the thing that I'm looking at. It wasn't between Issa and Amanda. It was between Issa's people and Amanda. So now that would be a question. If I'm throwing a party and the person that's running my door don't like you, and you know that me and you cool, you're not finna let nobody tell you you can't come into my party. You wouldn't. You'd be like, bro, go get dough. Like,
but she's not throwing her a party. Bro, it was her party,
it
right?
It was that woman's party.
Okay,
it wasn't like an insecure party.
Okay.
It was an insecure party.
Okay,
so it wasn't,
was an insecure table at this party, but it was a young black Hollywood party. Yes, so you're insecure.
Right, okay, so if it wasn't my party.
You're going to be insecure soon because you're not
so if it. So if my publicist was having a party and you knew that I was in the building, let's just flip it around. If your publicist didn't like me and I know that you're at a party, well, no, I guess no.
You're under.
Whose party is it?
The publicist. The Issa Rae's publicist.
And the publicist catch you at the door.
Yeah, and they're like, nah.
Like you,
yeah.
Kev's inside.
Uh-huh.
And it's the publicist's
party, right.
It's not Kev's party.
So what? But you know I know Kev.
It doesn't matter.
Let me in, bro. I'm riding with Amanda. Amanda must be protected at all costs.
Kev knows that you and the publicist has issues.
Right.
So now you done brought Kev into the situation. That's why he's gonna be like,
I gotta go.
So if I couldn't get into your party, so let's just say
that's not the case.
I get it.
That's a completely different situation.
Let's just say for argument's sake, Josh is the person running your party, and me and Josh don't get along, but me and you do.
But it's not his party.
I know, and you're throwing a party.
This is in Camarillo.
Okay, and this is your party, but it's like for all the podcasters, whatever, worldwide. And I know that you're going to be there, and I know it's a good look for me. If I show up and
you know,
I'm like,
here's a better thing to make it fair.
Okay.
Because we actually are friends.
Right.
Okay. So say somebody that we work with at ADD.
Okay.
That we just work together. We ain't kicking it.
We got someone in mind.
Person X is at a party. Uh-huh. Okay. And Josh is throwing a party. Josh and Person X don't get along.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're at Josh's party for young influencers.
Mm-hmm.
And Person X is at the door like, yo, man, they ain't let me in, man. Go get Josh.
There is
like,
no way.
I would be like, I would beat Issa Rae. I'd be like, bro, that's
there is no way.
Oh, okay.
That's between y'all, bro. I mean, okay. You know, I got a sandwich in one hand.
Okay.
Punch.
All right.
I don't want to get into a whole hullabaloo.
My stomach's
But I just think how I work. Now
you're kicked out. You can go
too. Now I'm sitting here with you. Now we just here together. Now we just looking like this.
And I got a it was bringing out shrimp. And the whole thing of shrimp, I saw him preparing in the back.
It wasn't overly salted. It was shrimp.
And that's the other thing. Like, I don't want to jump in and get embarrassed too.
Right.
You on the kicked out part.
Okay, I get it now.
You're behind the velvet rope. You're like, come on, bro.
I get it. Right, then it's different.
It's completely different.
So that's where I was messing up. It wasn't Issa Rae's party.
She said, though, she did say, and this word gets a little murky. She said somebody else invited her that she knew, and it was like a Jordan thing.
And she was like, she was somebody's plus one?
And the girl was just like, nah.
She was like, nah.
You can't
She's
come
like, but
in.
But you're not.
Not. I saw your name on the list. I erased it.
I mean, and from what kind of how Amanda was speaking, it was pretty much a scary situation.
It was.
It was a scary situation. Much like Halloween. Halloween is a scary holiday. And it's on the way, which means it's time to break out the rubber spiders, fake cobwebs, and jack-o'-lanterns. But if you've got family, you might be dealing with something a little scarier right now. Shopping for life insurance. If the idea of looking for life insurance intimidates you, try PolicyGenius.com. Now listen, PolicyGenius is an easy way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Once you apply, the PolicyGenius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. And PolicyGenius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. This October, take the scariness out of buying life insurance with PolicyGenius. Go to PolicyGenius.com, get quotes, and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. PolicyGenius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance.
When we don't get to say RR, I just feel
I just be waiting. No, it just doesn't feel
it doesn't feel complete.
Yeah. RR!
I just hey.
So, so where do we land on the whole thing for Amanda? Should she have just, what, is there a different way she should have handled this?
Yeah, when she should have just stayed home.
I bet she didn't think it was going to go. I bet she probably was in her mind, she was like, there's no way this one person will be at the door to thwart me.
Let me tell you what. True story happened. I was invited. I don't know if you were there. You might have been there. Greg was definitely there. Invited to that power release party in New Orleans at Essence Fest.
I was going to go to that, but I was afraid to leave.
Okay. I got Greg with me. I got Mel. I got my mother. I got like six people with me. Mm-hmm. You know, the person who invited me mm-hmm. is like, Kev, can you please pull up to our power party? We need mm-hmm. some influencers there. You know what I'm saying? VIP treatment the whole night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, mind you, I'm an older man.
You are.
Okay. This party was like 11:30. Mm-hmm. I was in my hotel room before like, man, I'm tired. But they texted me like, man, we want to go. Melissa's mom was the ringleader. We going out? Like, ma'am. But Essence is like her Freaknik or Spring Break. Like, Essence is just Freaknik and Spring Break for older black women.
Absolutely.
So like, I want to go to the party again. I want to do my shoulder shimmy. So I'm like, I can't leave my people out there. I'm going to make sure they get in. I'm going to look around. I'm going to get a ginger ale, and I'm going to sneak out the back door. Mm-hmm. We get to the front. Okay, the guy who invites me is like, oh, Kev, you're here. So glad. Come right to the front of the VIP line. Skip the line. Mm-hmm. So you know how I'm feeling myself. You know what I'm saying. You feel me. Y'all good? People recognizing me on the street. Hey, right. hey, God
yeah,
bless
yeah,
you.
I'm going to go get
God
it.
God bless
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Wrist was healthy, so right. I'm feeling good about myself. God mm-hmm. bless you. He leaves because mm-hmm. they're holding the line for a second. Let's just hold the line, which I've never been to a club. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. They sometimes hold the line just so the club looks like there's a line.
Mm. Really?
Yes, I didn't even know that. When we went in there, they were like, we had capacity. This was the biggest room I've ever been in.
It was like an old museum.
Space all over the place.
So it was a bunch of room in there.
Bunch of room. We holding the line. We had capacity issues. Okay, so I'm like, dang, you must be packed in there. It's going
to
be lit.
Because that's to the naked eye driving by. Like, what's going on over there?
There you go. And also at this mm-hmm. time, they send their camera person around mm-hmm. to get B-roll of the thing. Oh, the sneaky little marketing mm-hmm. tricks. Now, when our line's out the door, it's because there ain't no room.
Yeah, it's lit.
The line lady doesn't know who I am. Mm. We're not letting anybody in right now. We're not going to be letting anybody in for the rest of the night. I'm like, ma'am.
But the guy was just here. And the guy just inexplicably disappears.
No, he came right back.
And then he wasn't even
He's like, ma'am, come on. Like, okay, let you in. He's like, I got to speak to my supervisor. He's like, ma'am, I'm throwing this party. Like,
right. But I'm me.
I'm the one throwing the party. But what happened is he hired a group of people to run the party.
And then
so she didn't know that he's
the guy.
Mm. She knows her supervisor for the event. Dang. Is not this guy. So he's like, ma'am, I am your de facto supervisor. Like, please
listen to me.
Because now he's looking like, now I'm trying to get
him. He's looking like a whole goofy.
Trying to get in more events. He ain't even getting in this event. I didn't want to come like that. Like,
was he able to get you in?
25 minutes later.
And that's like a year club time.
Oh, my God.
That's about as long as you're planning on staying.
Especially right. when you don't want to be there.
That's
no
the
way.
One
like,
that you
I don't want
to
come.
Yeah.
So you're not doing me no injustice. Yeah. However,
you
I
got
realized
people with you.
Yes, mm-hmm. and she was on the biggest power trip about being able to be on the other side of that velvet
Much
rope.
Much like the lady that remember that one day when we went and we were flying and your suitcase was 52 pounds and that lady sat there and
oh
made you
my God.
Take
American
everything
Airlines. I'm
out
of them out.
Oh,
American
like,
one point airlines.
And then she was like, nope. And I was just like, You're being an
like
idiot.
Like, it's not 10, 12 pounds
right.
over.
It's 2 pounds.
And it wasn't really, even full two, 1.2. Right.
And she really sat there and made you take everything out.
And your other bag was under. And at that point, what's the difference of a pound and a half between two bags?
Would you make me take two shirts out and put them in there? Yes. Why? Because I can do this.
Yeah.
And that's what this lady at the Velvet Rope did. So I can feel Amanda as far as a, like, I'm supposed to be in
and
there.
I think that that's probably why she felt more offended, because she's probably like, look, I'm not just, like, I'm a star on a whole TV show. Like, y'all ain't got to have me out here looking like this.
That's like pulling out the baby Joker and you thought for sure there's no big Joker. And somebody was like,
go ahead, head out.
I thought my partner had it. No, I had it.
I still ride with Amanda on this, because I feel like unless this beef is just supremely serious, that lady should have just let her in.
No.
It shouldn't have been that serious.
I wonder if that's going to affect the show chemistry.
That's what I thought about. Ugh. But the thing is that Amanda Seale's character on the show is not likable. Like, the characters don't be so getting along with her. Like, they was beefing the last season. So I'm curious.
Yeah, we're
gonna
see.
Let me tell you what, man. You tell me I can't get in.
I'm going home.
God bless y'all.
Just because I don't,
hey, you don't have
be
to
guy.
Go check with nobody else.
Right.
I'm not even going to put y'all through that. I won't even leave my house. You say you don't. Who's throwing the party? Right. Oh, they don't even like me like that, bro. They didn't even
never,
invite
it's
me.
Never
I'm
like
I'm going to go get embarrassed. And yeah. then I'm getting embarrassed, and the act of getting embarrassed, I'm going to further the embarrassment. Yeah. Then I'm going to go on my podcast and tell more people.
Yeah,
only the people who was at the party knew. She was like, nah, the world will know. Yeah. They'll be on my side. The world was like, nah, you're kind of crazy.
We kind of agree with the old girl.
Even Issa get like, out. I don't want to get involved. Because if Issa gets involved and it turns into a big thing there, it's a scene. And then it's that's terrible publicity for the entire show.
It's going to be a movie. But this not was, the but film you, know you did, It's though. A horror film
she
for
just,
you.
She went with the double down. Like, she could have left, and she was just like, nah, fam.
Nobody in there was really getting with her. I felt bad.
Man, it was messed up. Speaking of black movie directors that are changing the game, though, Tyler Perry.
I got beef with Tyler.
What? I'll fight you in here. I was just about to tell you.
I got Amanda Seale's beef.
With Tyler Perry?
I was not invited to the opening.
He don't know
you.
But you
didn't show up.
I should have showed up. I should have flew to Atlanta and been like, bruh, I have watched all some of your movies. I watch episodes of your show.
Bruh.
I should be in there. There's people on my level. KJ was there.
KJ was there.
Deval and Kadeem was there. Yeah. Oh, just because y'all actually work with him, that make you different than me? Oh, y'all. KJ did a movie with him. Deval's on his TV show, so they get to come.
I wish I was.
I was
there.
At Deval's podcast the day before they went to that party.
For real?
We left the next day.
Plus one.
I didn't even know the party was happening. Now I got to watch all my friends post. Hey, we had Tyler Perry. We had Tyler's.
Let me tell
we
you why
Tyler's.
Tyler Perry must be protected at all costs. For one, he's done something that has never been done. It's a 330-acre lot that he built this thing upon. But this is the thing that, because I've always been a very big supporter of Tyler Perry and really a defender of him amongst people, because he's actually... You know, he gets a lot of shade in the black community for his films, and I don't like that.
And guess what?
What?
I'm going to stop you, and you can continue.
Okay.
Spike Lee shaded him all the time.
That's what I was about to go to.
Dude, go ahead.
He has these different sound stages. And Spike Lee was on record, and this is why I lost a lot of respect for Spike Lee, because I'm like, heralded high in filmmaking, and you're black, and Tyler Perry's black, and you use your platform to just bash that man. I never respected that. But look what Tyler Perry did.
What
one of
did,
his sound stages,
he
named it the Spike Lee soundstage.
Did he?
So that just means, no, even though you're hating on me, bro, I still got love for you.
Did
I was
he pull up too?
I don't know.
Yeah, he pulled up.
That's what
Spike
I'm
Lee
saying.
Was there?
Yes.
He didn't get no Amanda Seale. He got invited.
Wow.
That's
he need to shoot up in there. Spike Lee probably like, man, what's up? Stage 12 looking like mid-March. I got a little trying to cash in on some of these Georgia subsidies and rebates.
To me, that's such a big thing to do. Somebody been hating on you this whole time, and you still say, nah, you still inspire me. I'm going to still show you love. I was inspired by that. Like, bro, look what this man. I don't care if you don't like his movies or if you don't like his TV shows.
Do you
look
like
what
his
he
stuff?
Did. Yes.
You
I do.
Love it?
Not all of it. I don't like all of nothing from
is
everybody.
Is that because you look like Madea with her shirt
dang,
off?
Dang, you took my answer. It's because he relates to Madea.
You did that another. Shut up.
That's all I had. That's all I had. I liked
it.
It's funny. The right pack is saying Tyler Perry don't need to be protected.
Yes, he do.
He's protecting himself. Tyler Perry has shown he don't need none of y'all.
But he be getting hated on. I feel like it's.
Bro, you think Kyler cares about
that? You think that changes the check that's clear?
I hate the fact that black people hate on that man.
That's fair.
But
because what he's doing is huge for black people.
But do you think
he cares.
No, but I care, because I'll just be like, bro, we should be looking up to this brother.
But me,
like,
my
I care.
I want you guys to feel like me.
Because you got to understand, like, I understand how difficult it is to
be
even
a black woman in society, mm-hmm. and he gives roles for people like you.
Shut up. But I feel like it's tough, and I feel like all he ever did was work. He don't really respond to the negative backlash.
Do you think you could be that big of a person to invite somebody that publicly
never,
hated on you?
Never. I'm trash. I hold grudges. I'm not nowhere near the man. No. I'm the type to invite you just so I can demand the seals you at the door. Oh, you here? You're not coming in. Remember when you didn't let me do my thing?
I named this building after you.
Psych.
It's Cycly Studios now. Who is that?
Cycling?
I just wanted to make you squirm. And I hated Red Hook Summer. What? I hated that film.
And I would have filmed it and it would have been viral. That's what I would have done.
Really?
He's a much better person than I am, as far as that goes. And I just got nothing but love and respect for that, bruh. How do you feel about Tyler Perry opening up that studio? Because it was huge.
Listen, let me tell you what. I auditioned for one of his shows. And I ain't heard back yet, so I'm going to be quiet until I get. I'm pretty certain I didn't get it. That's the thing that sucks about Hollywood. Just tell me I didn't get it.
Man.
Just tell me so I can know. I'm going to tell you. This is a funny story. Want to go back to Insecure for a second? I don't know if you remember this.
When you auditioned for Insecure?
I do.
No! You were insecure. You were insecure about your audition for Insecure.
First of all, I didn't think I was auditioning. Mm-hmm. I got an email. Issa Rae formerly wants you to be a part of this.
You got that at the office. I remember that day. Everybody,
and I was talking trash
lit.
Immediately. Yeah, boy. Issa Rae hit me up. She wants me on Insecure. Y'all broke boys finna be working here, huh? Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me.
I talked trash for 5 minutes. Go back to my desk, scroll down on the email. Here's how you audition. Oh. So hold on. Let me.
This wasn't an offer only.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I'm a merely formality.
Formalities.
You know,
technicality.
There's other people audition. You got to go through the process.
At least show the process.
It's a whole thing.
The check cutter's got to approve me as well.
Yeah, I mean,
get
it? It's a network. Right. That's
it's
my
legal.
Girl.
It's legal.
I'm going to go ahead and audition because I respect her.
Right.
Sitting there, do the audition tape. Send it in. Should be moments before I hear. When I tell you this was in season, 3 days later, I see one of my friends on set for the role I auditioned for at his trailer with the character's name. I was like, oh.
They must have two characters with the name of Solomon.
So other people also got this email. Someone else was a better fit for the role.
No, there's nothing worse than that.
No, man, and my story ain't over.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Oh.
So then I had to actually watch my friend get cast in the role on the episode. Then I was just like, well, he was younger, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they wanted to go that route.
It was a dating Issa thing. Like, I'm older than her, right? Ah. Right, Liz? Right?
Tell me something.
Why she don't want me, man? I made my first shot without them. The hell with him. Her. Whatever pronoun.
The hell with
that was the word. You know the elation from the top of the email to the seeing the episode?
No, no, no.
I ain't even got no retro. I've not booked nothing in like 3 years. No,
I have a story that was worse, and you know this story.
You got a better one.
This
than
one
me.
Hurt. So me and our good friend Tahir.
Oh yeah.
To the podcast. This is a extra layer that I don't know that I told everybody about this. A mutual friend of ours had wrote a pilot, and before he had wrote the pilot. Hold on, because I definitely want to tell this story, and I definitely want to get into it, and I want to say it.
So you
got to
say something first?
Yeah, but I definitely want to say something
first. What you got to talk about?
Man, I've been having some good sex.
Hold on. The progression from Doughboy had an STD scare to Doughboy has a girlfriend.
Man.
To good sex.
To good sex, man.
I'm in a committed relationship.
But where's that coming from, though, Doug?
Man, the reason why I say that, I want to talk to you, gentlemen, about Blue Chew. You understand me? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Now Blue Chew brings you the first chewable gummy with the same FDA approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work. They're made in the USA. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Blue Chew is prescribed online
like
and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had not been in a relationship for a long time, man, so I really didn't care about my performance because it was just, you know, whatever. I ain't gonna see you again anyway. Who are you gonna tell? Whatever with my performance. Now I gotta see, I'm like, I care.
So you remember what happened last night.
Listen, I had a lot on my mind, okay?
You know, I was my first time on tour. But now, this just isn't, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance. If you're a one and done type of person, Blue Chew can even help you follow through for round two.
Stop. Put your hands down.
Now, listen. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Now, you listen to this. Visit BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color, chew.com, to get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code RR.
RR.
Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code RR.
RR.
To try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring Righteous and Ratchet.
Oh, yeah.
Now tell the story that tops mine. Okay,
so the story that tops says, so me and Tahir had a mutual friend who shall remain nameless. But it was the same person that told me about the Wild 'N Out audition that I talked about last
week. Good friend for
but
you.
But we'll still keep him anonymous. Well, he was writing a show, and he said, Doe, I got this part for you for the show when I write it. All right, cool. So I'm thinking whenever it comes, I'm just thinking, cool. So like much like you, he said, hey, man, can you come and read for the producer? I'm like, all right, this is just a technicality. Blue tape, if you will. Red tape, yellow. I don't know what color the tape is. Anyway, so I get there, and Tahir happens to be there. So I see Tahir, and he's auditioning in front of me, and I hear his audition. I hear him going through his lines, and I'm just in the back like, so, because in my mind, this is my role. So I'm just like, So I literally, and I was dating such and such at the time, so I talked to her. I'm like, I heard his audition. I kind of feel like I should call and give him some notes. She was like, you better not call him. I'm like, I'm absolutely going to call him. Hang up with her. I call him. I give him some tips. I'm like, hey, man, I heard your audition. You kind of want to tone it down a little bit. You're a little animated. You're being a little extra. I just want to give you some tips. He's literally on the other line like, okay, all right, boom. Hangs up. I go in there and do what I think is a technical overlook. I just go and I audition. I'm with you the next day. I'm like, yeah, man, I kind of have to call to hear, give him some advice, man. He auditioned for a role. He didn't get it. Of course they're going to give it to me. He was like, wait, are you talking about the role for the show on Battle? I'm like, yeah. I got that. He was like, no, he just called and asked, could he have 3 days off so he could shoot it? I was like, what? Wait. The show that I did?
Oh, there must be another role.
I literally called that man and tried to coach him through his audition, and then ended up calling it back and trying to get some notes. Like, hey, man, so what should I do to better myself as a performer?
He was a number. He booked that. But
I felt so.
Matter of fact, can you host the drop? Because he's gonna be in Atlanta.
And you said I thought you were joking. I'm like, stop playing. Can't be like, no, I'm not. I didn't even know that this was a thing for you.
Wow. What notes can you give someone after they've auditioned?
I don't know. I just thought. That,
and how do you know what the character's supposed to be?
I thought it was my character. I was like, this is how I prepared for the role. I did this. Now there'll be plenty of other things for you to do. This one I'll do.
That's so stupid. They never even called you. Told you.
No. I talked to my boy like, fam.
He's like, man. Sometimes technicalities lead to new
things. These things happen,
yeah. So. Man, I was talking to a homegirl of ours in Hollywood who's moderately famous, has booked a couple of TV shows and movies and stuff, and you better put that drink down. She said she was in an audition one time, right? Walked in, okay? She's about to audition, right? Okay. And the person's like, oh, she'll take it? Oh, perfect. That's great. I mean, you can audition if you want, but
oh my god.
We got the person. There.
Really?
Right? While she was in the room.
Bruh.
Are you finishing?
And that girl was her homegirl.
Oh man.
And she knew her?
She called her. She was just chalking it up to the game. Like she had no.
You know, we got such and such. Yeah, I mean, come on. You're you, baby. But see, we knew that because when we did the studio, we had people auditioning, and we knew we already had the roles booked.
Well, and then there's other times where we had people auditioning that we wanted, and the network was like, no. Nah, we're like, exactly. But this is our show, and it's our money. You want it or not? We're like, who do you want?
Well, who do you want?
And that's the only thing that gives me peace. The thing about the Tyler Perry show thing that I didn't say is they asked me for like my availability in October.
It was like of the last 3 weeks of October, mm-hmm. and we have the Righteous and Ratchet tour for 10 days and the cruise. I was like, I got Tuesday to Thursday.
You can't do it. So why, I wanted to ask you that. Why even audition for something you know you can't
because
even do?
Because I want them to see me and be like, man, this guy, he can't do this, but he'll be good for something else.
You're right, that does.
Because that actually happened, and then somebody hit me for something else, and it was like a cussing word every other second. I was like, man.
You still not going to do no cussing?
My sister-in-law, whom I love, mm-hmm. great friend, she put me up for a role on a Netflix show. Didn't get it. She has not let it go. She's like, really? Hey, oh, this show's doing great. Yeah, remember when you auditioned? Yes, I remember. I know. And I talked to her, I was like, this guy auditioned? I thought it was another thing where I thought, oh, she really? Works there? They gonna walk me. And I get to the casting agent's office, there's 8 black dudes who look like me. I was like, hold up.
That's always weird.
I was like, first of all, there's that many people in LA that are this tall.
Like the Spider-Man meme. Yeah,
that's why I be doing my own thing. Right. That's why we do this podcast. We shooting some shows tomorrow. I'll be like, bro, you can't unaudition me for this.
Well, man,
I make my own video.
Well, if there is stuff that you're saying no to because you don't cuss, man, tell me about it, man.
Nah, well, Tahir is usually like, the person I send out.
No, it's about your boy, man.
Tahir be
I be cussing, man. I gotta start booking, man. I feel like I don't be booking.
You don't even
that.
Audition.
Last, that ain't no excuse.
What do you be doing during the week?
Man, listen, man, I just finished the album.
That was one day on Saturday.
I drove to Phoenix. It's lit. So shout out to Tyler Perry, man. We must protect him at all costs.
He's protected.
Okay.
So he's a made man. He's completely protected.
I wanted to ask you this. This is totally unrelated, but I just want to ask you this because it's been happening. What color is this shoe?
Pink, green. Green and teal.
It's really pink and white for you?
Nah, it's the... It's a van. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the picture. So what?
It's the
Greg,
Vans
what,
joint,
what
right?
picture do you see?
I've seen this picture, but I saw another one that
I've
was
seen
pink.
Green and what?
I saw another one that was pink.
No, but that's the same thing. It's the same picture. So maybe you're both sided with your mind. This means you're. What do you see?
I see
teal and green. Because some people see pink and white.
What does that mean?
That means that
the
your
first
left
photo,
brain.
The first
brain
photo
brain
I
dominant.
Saw was pink, though, which is interesting.
What does left brain dominant mean?
Right and left brain dominant. Well, if. Your right brain, basically it means your right brain, your left brain is like your more practical, sensical, different things like that. And if your right brain is more like your creative and your zany.
Oh, then I'm definitely right brain.
But no, then you would have seen pink and white.
Man, I don't know, man.
I just wanted to see if you see that.
Nobody don't be knowing about brains. Okay. I want to say something.
What's up?
And this ain't in the docket. I just think it's funny.
Uh-oh.
Justin Timberlake been in the studio again.
Oh, my.
He got SZA. Lizzo and some other black person. He looked at the man on the woods cell and was like, oh, y'all wasn't rocking that at all. Like, let me get right back with
where the baby
is. Next one might be fire, though. I'm here for it.
He didn't have Timberland. He thought we was rocking with him on the strength.
Why did he leave Timberland? Why do great duos always
He was
break
like,
up?
Timberland, man of the woods, Timber. I'll be fine. No. He had a Man on the Woods tour, Man of the Woods, whatever.
When did he put that out?
Man, like a year and a half ago, nobody was rocking with it. I think I saw it in Target on the floor.
Kicked it over. Hey, man, get that over.
Side note, I put this on the docket. I didn't really know what direction to go, but apparently, did y'all hear about LeBron James getting dragged because of the China thing?
I did hear about this.
Why? What did he do? All he said was
misinformation.
He
right?
basically said Daryl Morey didn't know what he was talking about.
Daryl Morey.
He was like, he don't know what he's talking about. He wasn't really informed. And they started burning. I never understood why people think burning someone's jersey that you spent your money on is going to hurt them. They was burning his Miami Heat jerseys. I'm like, he hasn't been there for
they just
7 years.
To burn something. They're like, man, I've been looking to get rid of this thing for a minute.
Listen, bro, I'm going to tell you what. I think more celebrities should just subscribe to this. No comment. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say nothing about this. Because the thing that I realize about the internet, we want you to speak up only if what you say is what we think.
True.
If you speak up and it's different than what we think, you shut up and dribble.
Yeah.
You shut your mouth. What people are saying about him, because I did a lot of research, because I was like, bro, what is
what?
Happening?
I just
didn't
understand.
China?
What the, right.
This is what I've derived.
Okay.
Okay. So do not drag me on the internet because I read so many articles about this last mm-hmm. night. There are protesters, because I think China is communist. Mm-hmm. There's. Protesters are protesting for democracy in China, right?
It's crazy
out there. A couple weeks ago, Daryl Morey, who's with the Rockets organization, he tweeted out,
that he was in solidarity with the protesters.
Like, I stand exactly, with Hong Kong.
Yeah, something right. like that. I don't know exactly what he said, but mm-hmm. along those lines.
Right.
Okay. LeBron was either on his way or was actively in China mm-hmm. at the moment that happened.
It's happening, right.
Right. So when he gets back yesterday, speaks to the media, and he's like, man, I feel like your boy was misinformed on the situation. People mm-hmm. like, what you talking about, bro? He was like, well, later I'll clarify. I mean, like, what he said at the time he said it.
I don't think he was informed, right.
Yeah. And people were like, nah, what you really want to say is don't mess with China, because China apparently is like 40% of the shoe revenue for Nike is from China.
They know
that's
that.
A lot.
Right.
15% of some money from the NBA is made from Chinese either investors or leagues.
So it's big business.
Big business. They don't want to offend the Chinese and mess up with the money.
Or
so
rock now, the boat per se.
Rock the boat. So mm-hmm. now they're making it seem like LeBron is
against China.
No. Not against China. Not against China, because he's not trying to mess up the bag. Because when that Rockets employee said that, a lot of these athletes who had deals in China, they got canceled. They was like, you want democracy in China? No money for you, and no money for you, and no money for you, and you shut up.
Oh, wow.
So the basketball players are like, fam, can y'all be quiet till we cash the checks?
Oh,
right. So
okay.
That's what they're trying to make it seem like LeBron said. But here's the thing that the internet reminds you time and time again of. As long as we agree, we're fine. But I was cool with most of the Christians for a long time.
Until, yeah.
You start doing ask a transgender, what? What?
Then that's when they
ask a porn star. Nah, I don't agree with that. I never liked you. Like, never.
That's so judgmental.
So that's what happens with the thing. But I feel like it's okay for you forever to not say, like, okay, I'm gonna tell you something that I'm not really up to speed on.
Okay.
There's an Israel and Palestine conflict.
Okay.
Okay,
that's been going on since the biblical time.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. So I was invited to Israel. I couldn't go because of vacation stuff.
Me too.
But yeah, you were. So Demi Lovato, I feel like, went. Mm-hmm. And people were like, yo, what's your thoughts on this? And she was like, oh, man. She basically was like, I'm just a celebrity, bro. Don't ask me about this stuff. I just got a free trip. Like, I ain't trying to speak on nothing. People got mad at her.
It's
like
the same thing they did to A$AP Rocky.
And Jess Hilarious. Or no, Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish said, man, I'm a comic. I don't really know about, I don't remember what the issue was. But I don't really want to speak on nothing. And I feel like it is okay for
you to
say
you don't know.
I never speak on stuff I don't know.
Even the flip side is going to be like, oh, so you're just going to be naive to whatever's going on in the world.
That's what they were saying about Demi Lovato.
You can't win. You'll never win.
You can never be mad at me for saying I don't know about something.
Right.
You can be way more mad at me for being wrong and speaking about something that I don't know.
I be standing on that. A lot of stuff I just don't know, and I just be like, I don't know.
So bro, and easier. I can research. So on the Israel-Palestine thing, like I was researching it, and I was like, I still don't know. I don't feel confident enough. And here's the thing I think that there's two things. There's knowing, and then there's knowing enough to be confident in a statement. I don't know enough about the NBA and China thing to be confident in a statement. I don't know enough about the Israel-Palestine conflict to be confident in a statement. So therefore, I'm going to reserve my comments until you're not entitled to me. I'm not the ambassador of these. I'm not an NBA player. LeBron kind of is in a pickle because it seems like people want him to talk. And also what people are accusing him of is like being like all for activism in America, but not for China. And here's what I don't like. Here's what I don't like.
Okay, tell me what you don't like, Kevin.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Here's my inherent problem with this, because I just feel like I'm at a point in my life.
The tripod?
Here's what I don't like, because LeBron was getting dragged on Twitter from people who were basically like, they don't care about black problems in America.
Right.
But they shut up about that stuff, but speak about this state. Like, you don't really, you're not trying to keep LeBron honest.
Right.
You just wanted to have this as like a gotcha moment, like, oh, gotcha.
Right.
Now shit about this. Like, that's what I don't like. As a fan, there's a lot of LeBron fans on my timeline who were like, bro, those comments were off. Like, I'm not rocking with you on that.
Like LeBron's comments were off?
Yeah. Okay. Like a lot of LeBron's fans. Like, that's how I know. That's how I was like, hey, maybe he really tripped. But since I didn't really know what was going on, I was like, why are we mad at LeBron? The internet, tell me what to be mad at so I know what side to jump
on. I mean, I looked into it. I didn't think that there was much to be mad. I just feel like people just be getting mad. I'd be like, Mike, what else did you want him to say? Like, he said his opinion. I feel like you shouldn't get mad at people for their opinion. That's why I stopped being so hard on Kanye. Because I'm like, whatever his opinions are, they're just his. Like, why am I getting so bothered because you look at the world that way? That's just how you do it. Like, I don't agree with it, but I don't agree with a lot of things that a lot of people do. So that's
what I always say. Like, now on the Kanye thing.
How you feel about Kanye? Because He's starting to. He had another moment where he did the Kanye service, and then he started bringing politics into
if
it.
If I can be honest with you, here's how I feel about the Kanye thing.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it no more.
Nothing really has changed. He's doing the same thing. We're getting mad. Like, I'm just exhausted of the conversation.
Is Kanye exhaustion?
Yes. And it's more from the people of the world than him.
Yeah, because I
don't care no more.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go. I'm not buying the new. I'm lying.
You're going to listen to that new
album. If he drops a gospel album, I want to see what he's talking about.
I'm absolutely.
Because if it's a fire gospel album, I'm going to be in a conundrum.
I heard it's not a gospel album, though.
What even happened to that?
It's just the theme. I don't know, bro.
He was supposed to release it like 3 weeks ago. Then it was
supposed to be a documentary that comes out next week, but I don't know if that's even going to come out.
I'm sick of Kim making all his announcements for him. I mean, shut up, Kim. Where Kanye at? I want to hear from Kanye. I want to ask you about this. Now, this was an interesting post. Did you see this? Snoop posted a post. Did you see this?
He
posted a picture of Gucci Mane and his beautiful wife, Keisha. And he said,
I saw them in the whole hotel hallway in Honolulu.
Did he give you the black man?
He did.
Gucci seems like a great individual. I actually read his book.
They look like that.
It's really good. His book is really good. You'll really understand him.
I was looking down at my phone, walking through the hallway, and the dude was trying to upsell me to a better room. Mm. I took it. Mostly because I saw Gucci on that.
Yeah, you got to flex.
And I was looked up and I saw Gucci like right where you are. I was like, Gucci. He was like,
Did you hit him with a burr?
No.
Good. He probably wouldn't have liked you at that point.
Okay. So I was like, Gucci. He was like, and then we just kept walking.
That's cool. Gucci just seems like a great guy. But this is
He wasn't always a great guy, was he, though?
He wasn't. So this is what Snoop did. So Snoop put up a picture of him and his wife. And this is an interesting thing I want to get you guys' opinion on. He said, everybody wants, and this is the picture that he had. You know, scrolling, because they see it? Okay. Nobody seen it? No one cares. Cool. He said, everyone wants this. But what y'all forget, she was with Wild Gucci, on drugs Gucci, cheating Gucci, in jail Gucci, publicly with other women Gucci. This is Gucci after, he just said Gucci a lot. I was like, stop saying Gucci, Snoop. This is Gucci after therapy, rehabilitation. This is a street man groomed in his 30s after he's been at his lowest point. Point is, this is a writer who knew what she signed up for. You women is with the next guy after a couple of fights, and I'm editing that at the end. And then Gucci chimed in and said, yes, sir, my wife, my secret weapon. How do we feel about that? Like, do you feel that women need to put up with unfair behavior or unscrupulous behavior from their men to prove that they're ride or die?
One thing, I don't even know if Snoop wrote that caption or just reposted it, because he just be reposting everything on
Okay, so he could have just reposted
it. But his repost makes it seem like he echoes the sentiment.
Right. So if you just...
Snoop be cheating on his wife?
Huh?
Does Snoop be cheating on his wife?
Man, black men don't cheat.
You think Snoop was in other areas of the dog pound?
I don't know.
He is a dog.
I saw the doggy style cover. He was smelling the butt.
Preview pups. Shout out to Tony Baker.
Preview pups. Here's how I feel. There's two thoughts that I have.
Okay.
Here's my inherent. Give us both of them. One, you never see this post with the woman who is the bad person.
Ever.
She cheated on me. Mm-hmm. She was cheating on me. She was on drugs. She was in jail. She had kids out of wedlock. I held her down. And finally, you never see the woman.
I don't know that I've ever.
You've never seen the woman praising the man. He was with me when I used to beat him up. I used to steal from him. I used to cheat on him. I had kids with somebody else. He been my ride or die. Now I'm good now, and he deserves me. And this is what y'all want. Y'all want a good husband, but you don't expect them to love you when you're down and trash. That's why you'll never get what I have. A husband will. You never see that.
That has always never happened.
Who has to endure 10, 15 years of complete mistreatment. You know what the phrase is? People always say, here's the phrase. What's understood don't got to be explained.
Mm-hmm.
Cheat. Excuse me. That's my first thing. It's always the woman who has to deal with all your trash.
True.
So that's the one thing. And you can't shame a woman for any versions of these Gucci, if she was like, I'm out.
I'm good, right.
If she, completely free within her right. At the same time, I'm sorry, I don't want to.
No. I was cutting you off.
Yeah.
I had to work on that.
So do I. For our podcast, we have guests. We're just like, I want to talk.
Shut up, Spoken Reasons.
So that's one thing about it. I feel like as a woman, you are completely within your right to be like, bro, I'm good. I don't want to be hurt to potentially have an Instagram post later.
But see,
because for every Keisha, there's 100 women who the dude just never gets right. He just keeps on going down the road. And she's hoping for Gucci. He's like, no, I'm just going to be in jail.
But see,
I'm never going to learn my lesson. I'm going to keep selling drugs and cheating on you. But what about Gucci? What about him? I'll steal from him too. you want to be with him so much.
This is I actually come from a different perspective on this. I believe that sometimes some of us just get it later. Like some of us just get put together later. I was actually talking to a friend about this, and I was just like, yo, like a lot of times in relationships, I've been trashed because I didn't necessarily grow up with a great example of how to treat a woman. It wasn't that I was just trash inherently. It's like I grew up championing, like in the environment I grew up in, you were a big man. And you were
currently trash.
Huh? Shut up.
No, but, at the time.
Right. But you know, but in growing up, I would see you were championed if you had a bunch of women. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like you were like the man. Like if you were able to cheat on your girl and have children with different women. Was it right that we were taught this? No, but sometimes the thing that you're taught when you're growing up, they just become the law in your mind.
Yeah.
And then he had he's on record for having substance abuse issues mm-hmm. and mental health problems. So a lot of people that deal with mental health issues supplement with substance abuse. So he was going through that. So I think he was definitely living and acting out, and he had a bunch of money and he was just going crazy. But then when he was able to sit down in an isolated environment for 2 or 3 years, and when he was incarcerated, get clean, get his mind and his body right, he comes out, I can definitely identify with that.
Yeah, because you were trash.
I was.
I don't think I'm not saying she's wrong for staying with him.
Okay.
But I feel like we're not talking to the hurt. We're talking to other women who are out there getting done wrong.
Right.
And being like, basically put up with this in the hope.
And then you'll get the Gucci.
You'll get the Gucci.
In the end.
And it's always like, and then you know what a lot of times happens? The guy gets his life together and he's like, all right, see ya. Yeah. I'm going to go be with somebody else. Now that I'm whole and perfect and great.
That'd be the messed up.
And you, now what can you do with all those years of your life? And this ain't like a bad stock that you put $1,000 in, it's down to $2. You're like, man, I might as well let this go. Oh, I might go back up to $5,000 or it might just crash and the company might crash. Like you wouldn't be mad at somebody else for doing that in anything. If she thinks that's right for her, be great.
I just think that it's dope to stick through somebody when they're going through something, because most people don't want to go through the thing they're going through. So I think that's dope. It's no shade to anybody that leaves. Do what you want to do. And if somebody's not treating you right, you should leave.
They weren't even married during all that time, right?
Right. And that was like
he got recently married like a year or two ago.
He literally, like, there's like, it's like urban legends, like him like giving her like $1 million when he got locked up, came home, she had turned it into five. Like, it was definitely like great, you know what I'm saying, for both of them. But I can understand both ways. I can understand if you stick around and see somebody through some their tough times. Mm-hmm. I can also understand if you leave. And
I want more posts for the women be like, yeah, I cheated on him.
How come we never see the guy who stuck by the woman?
Because we ain't sticking by no women through that.
We are trash.
We out. We're like, oh man, she was crazy.
That sucks.
We don't be championing that. No. Nobody want
to
hear that.
We need to do
That's
better.
That's a terrible story. It's gonna make a man look bad. That somehow makes women look good though.
So do you think other women look at her like, yes, she's like they like represent?
I'm sure
her?
Somebody does who's getting treated bad. Like one day I'll have my Gucci moment. Damn. He's in jail currently.
Randomly, has nothing to do with anything.
Okay,
whatever happened to Ask Jeeves?
Google.
Yeah.
I was holding on to Jeeves? Ask Jeeves for a long time.
I loved Ask Jeeves.
I need to know where Jeeves is.
It was all downhill when they went to just Ask.
And they went to Ask.
Try Ask.com. See what comes up.
When they went away from the butler suit,
man, that was a whole brand.
It was, bro. Jeeves was my search engine for a long time.
Imagine if Jeeves transferred through everything.
And it's just Jeeves. Ask now. When you put in Ask Jeeves, it pulls up Ask.
See, once they took Jeeves out,
I'm gonna bring back Jeeves.
Tell you what, they're can we start a campaign? Like, hey man, somebody entered our name in the website. What? Is there,
we're back. Guys, we're back, guys. We're back.
I'm gonna enter.
A light
too.
Goes off in a dark garage.
They're gonna be like, oh snap, we got two hits in LA.
Because Jeeves was the guy, man.
Jeeves was my guy for a long time. Have you ever been in the Wayback Machine on the internet? You can go back and see what websites used to look like. You can put dates in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to see if you can do. There's a website where you can go to. You can put in like ask.com.
I'm putting the Ask Jeeves.
And you can put in like a date. And you can see what it used to look like.
Wow.
So this is all the times it's changed.
Go back to like 01.
Okay, boom.
Ask Jeeves.
Okay, I'm going to pick the state.
Wow.
That's what happened. That's what he used to look like.
It was
hard.
This is when I was in college.
Come on, man.
First of all, look how small the website is.
Wow.
That's where they messed up. They took made the that out.
Man, dang,
man, that was, I used to be on that.
It keeps me, sometimes I wake up at night, like, where Jeeves at?
Dang, Jeeves. I didn't even know it was still out.
Jeeves. Bring was, back Jeeves is the hashtag.
Yahoo used to be a really popular website.
For music, I saw all my music videos on Yahoo Music before YouTube blew up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yo, they did, yeah. I remember that.
I remember MySpace, man.
Remember having a top eight? People would get mad if you took them out to the top eight?
Oh, man. Bro, funny thing about MySpace, we were all coding our own MySpace before coding was a thing. Like,
we were looking up HTML files and doing light coding just on the strength and didn't even realize it. We should
bring back Jeeves, man.
Man, Jeeves, right. Why'd you get out of here,
man?
You
gotta bring him back. But this has been another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. I have been Doughboy.
I've been Kevin Brebricks.
And we will see y'all next week. But the bonus people on the right pack, we'll see you later this week. We love
you. Yeah, we gotta figure out when to shoot that. Goodbye, regular people. Hello, nurse.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.